So, John, first of all, give us some background where the idea for the song about Smooth Rock Falls came from.
Well, thanks, Dennis. The idea for the Smooth Rock Falls song came last summer after I wrote a song about Blarney, just west of you, I guess. Locals loved it, and they featured the song on Sudbury.com. And the mayor of Killarney asked if they could link the song to their town website. So I was thrilled about that. A friend suggested to me that I should write more songs about small towns in Ontario and challenged me to write a song about Smooth Rock Falls, where his daughter was working for the summer. I thought the name sounded so cool for a song title and sat down and wrote the song in a couple of days. And then I started following the Smooth Rock Falls rebranding story in the news over the last year and became fascinated with the whole idea of the $500 lots they were offering. This led me to do some research, and then I was inspired to write the song.
Wonderful. Now, how long did it take you to actually put the song together, finally get to the finished copy?
Well, I guess I wrote the bones of the song in a couple of days, and then I spent a few months producing it with a buddy of mine down the street who's got a studio in his basement. So, I would say over the summer.
Okay. Now, you said you've got kind of some experience about working up in the north, don't you?
Yeah. Well, when I was in my 20s, I did some tree planting up in the area, and I remember towns like Geraldton, Horn Payne, Hearst, White River, and Marathon. So I'm currently living in Toronto, but I'm ready to leave the city and find a smaller community to live in.
What's been the reaction of the song from people in Smooth Rock Falls? Have you gotten some feedback on it?
Yeah, I talked. The mayor sent me an email and thanked me for the song. They told me they're going to play it during their Christmas parade last Saturday. I'm not sure if that happened or not, but I was very honored to have the song. I'm thrilled to get some airplay. I really hope the song can be shared, with more people in the community and generate a sense of pride. I think it's important that our small towns in Ontario prosper and get the funding they need to survive. Smooth Rock Falls is an example of the potential that every town has, and it's the amazing people in the town that generate this potential.
And from what you've told me, you're not done yet. You'd like to do some other songs about other small towns, correct?
Yeah, I've got three more songs in the works, and I'm hoping to put an album together of small Ontario songs.
Wonderful. Yeah. How long have you been a singer-songwriter for?
Well, I've been playing in bands since I was, in high school, doing club shows and stuff with a full electric band. I was a TTC, Toronto Transit Commission official busker for a couple of years back in the 80s. And, this sort of gave me the experience of playing in front of public. And then my buddies and I went to Europe for 3 months and did a busking tour all across Europe, into Turkey and to Greece and Italy. And, the time of our life, I have to say.
Wonderful. Anything else, John, that you want to mention or add?
I hope people listen to the song and enjoy it as much as I enjoyed writing it. I'd love to hear comments from people if they like it. Hoping to get some more airplay.